All right, welcome back, everybody, to Think and Act Locally. You know, we are your go-to if you want to make a difference. Right here in our community, Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, Texas. And today we're diving into something a little different, a source you might not expect. The Libertarian Institute. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Okay.
How does a website all about individual liberty and free markets connect to us? Right here in Southeast Houston. Well, that's what we're going to find out today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's all about approaching information with an open mind.
Yeah.
You know, this Libertarian Institute, it was founded way back in 1996, and it offers a really unique lens to view current events through. And I think, you know, when we look at the articles, podcasts, books, they might seem a world away from like a city council meeting or a local school board election. But we're going to dig into some specific pieces today that raise questions that are relevant to all of us right here in our own backyards.
All right, so let's jump right in. One of the articles that caught my eye was about the Royal Mail in the UK being acquired by a Czech billionaire. And this privatization of a major public service got me thinking, you know, we've had similar debates right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Right.
Right. Think about the discussions about garbage collection, public transportation, even the potential for charter schools.
Yeah, and I think what's so fascinating about this Royal Mail example is that it gives a real-world example of the trade-offs that are involved in privatization. So, for example, the article highlights that while efficiency might increase, there's also a potential risk of reduced service quality in certain areas. And it just makes you wonder, like, what are our priorities when it comes to these local services, right? Are we willing to maybe sacrifice some quality for greater efficiency and cost savings? Or is, you know, maintaining that certain level of service, even if it's less efficient, is that more important? These are the kind of questions that we should all be asking ourselves as residents when these debates come up.
Exactly. It's all about understanding those nuances.
Yeah.
The potential benefits,
yeah.
Drawbacks. Before we even form an opinion. And the Royal Mail situation gives us a concrete example to consider. Now, building on this idea of government efficiency, another article on the Libertarian Institute takes a fascinating look at bureaucracy, this one titled TGIF, Efficient Bureaucracy. And it actually name drops some familiar figures, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Mm-hmm.
Both known for their critiques of government inefficiency.
Right. And those are definitely some names that I think will spark some strong opinions. But what's interesting here is that the article goes beyond just complaining about bureaucracy, and it really dives into some of the structural differences between government agencies and for-profit businesses. You know, you think about it, a company like Tesla, they're driven by profit. Competition operates very differently from, let's say, our local DMV. And so the article really explores how those inherent differences, how they impact efficiency, and it raises questions about whether or not you can apply certain business principles to government to improve services.
That's a great point. And we all experience those bureaucratic hurdles in our daily lives, right? Whether it's long wait times at City Hall, confusing permit process, or just a general sense that things could be run better. Mm-hmm. So looking at those frustrations through this lens of, okay, bureaucratic structure versus business structure, like what insights can we glean? How can we as residents advocate for more effective and responsive services, taking those inherent differences into account?
It's about understanding the why behind the frustration, right? And I think this article really prompts us to consider potential solutions. So could certain processes be streamlined? Could more services be moved online? Are there ways to incentivize efficiency within our local government? These are all valuable questions, I think, to ask. And having this broader perspective can really help us move beyond just simply complaining and toward pushing for real change.
Absolutely. It's about being informed, empowered to actually make a difference. Now, shifting gears to a topic that it's close to home for many in our community. The Libertarian Institute also has an article called The Medicare Casino. And given the large senior population in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, it's what really piqued my interest.
Yeah, and I think rightfully so. I mean, this article really dives into the financial viability of Medicare, and it specifically questions its long-term sustainability for working people. And so it really challenges, I think, the often heard narrative that Medicare is, you know, guaranteed right, and prompts us to consider, you know, the challenges facing the program.
It's certainly a thought-provoking perspective,
especially
considering healthcare costs are a major concern for many in our area.
Yeah, and what's crucial here is that by understanding these broader challenges facing programs like Medicare, it can empower us to advocate for solutions at the local level. So are there ways that we can you know, support our senior community through local initiatives? Are there resources available that we're not aware of? By understanding these complexities, even at the national level, we can become more informed advocates for better healthcare options right here at home.
Yeah, it's about connecting the dots, right, between that national conversation and our local realities. And this is where I think the Libertarian Institute's focus on individual liberty, free markets, and peace really comes into play. And you might be surprised how these principles that are often discussed in very abstract terms can actually be applied to everyday life right here in Southeast Houston.
That's what I found so interesting as I was exploring the site. You know, for example, when we talk about individual liberty, what does that actually mean for someone living in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena? Well, you know, think about it this way. Individual liberty could mean advocating for more local control over education, you know, giving parents more say in how their children are taught. Or it could mean pushing for less government regulation of small businesses, right? Make it easier for entrepreneurs to thrive in our community. It could even mean challenging zoning laws that restrict what you can do with your own property, giving homeowners more freedom to personalize their space.
It's about empowering individuals to make choices that impact their lives and their communities.
Right.
And what about free markets? How does that principle translate to our local context?
Yeah, free markets. I mean, in a local context, that could mean, you know, supporting those really vibrant farmers markets we see popping up, you know, connecting residents directly with local farmers and producers. It could mean promoting entrepreneurship through mentorship programs or business incubators, you know, fostering that economic growth from within our community. Or it could even mean advocating for policies that reduce the tax burden on small businesses, make it easier for them to create jobs and contribute to our local economy.
It's about creating an environment where individuals and businesses can thrive without unnecessary government interference, leading to a more prosperous and dynamic community. And of course, there's the pursuit of peace. It's a principle that resonates deeply with me. But how do we apply that to our daily lives here in Deer Park? LaPorte, Pasadena. It seems like such a grand concept.
Right. You're right. Peace can often feel like this kind of abstract ideal, but, you know, think about it on a local scale. It could mean promoting understanding and cooperation between, you know, different cultural or ethnic groups in our community, fostering a sense of unity and belonging. It could mean, you know, finding ways to resolve neighborhood disputes peacefully, you know, through mediation or community dialogue rather than resorting to legal battles or hostility. It could even mean something as simple as being kind to your neighbors, you know, fostering that spirit of generosity and goodwill in your daily interactions.
It's about creating that culture of peace, starting with our own actions and extending outward to our families, our neighborhoods, our community as a whole. It's about recognizing that peace isn't just the absence of conflict, but it's the active pursuit of harmony and understanding in all aspects of our lives.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes the Libertarian Institute's perspective so interesting. You know, they're taking these big, often abstract ideas like individual liberty, free markets, peace, and freedom, showing how they can be applied to everyday life, even in a specific community like ours here in Southeast Houston.
Now, I want to be clear with everyone listening. You know, we're not saying that every viewpoint that's presented on the Libertarian Institute is the right viewpoint. Mm-hmm. In fact, we encourage you to read their articles, listen to their podcasts, engage with the content critically. Ask yourself, do I agree with this perspective? Why or why not? What are the potential implications for my community?
It's about using these diverse perspectives to spark your own thinking, to challenge your assumptions, and to ultimately become a more informed and engaged citizen. Because at the end of the day, that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. You know, we want to equip you with the knowledge and the different viewpoints that you need to make informed decisions about the issues that impact you, your family, and your community.
We believe that a well-informed citizenry is the foundation of a strong and vibrant community. And that means being willing to engage with ideas that might challenge our own, to have those tough conversations, and to constantly seek a deeper understanding of the issues at hand.
And remember, you know, we're not just here to present information. We're here to empower you to take action. So, you know, what resonates with you? What issues spark your passion? How can you use this information to make a positive impact in your own backyard, right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena?
That's the challenge we leave you with today. Think about it. Discuss it with your friends and neighbors. And then, most importantly, take action. Get involved in your community. Volunteer your time. Advocate for the issues you care about. And be the change you want to see in the world.
Because even the small actions taken by individuals who care can have a ripple effect, you know, creating a wave of positive change that transforms our communities for the better.
And that brings us to another important point. Think and Act Locally is a community-supported podcast. We rely on the generosity of our listeners to keep this show going and to continue to provide you with the kind of deep dives and insightful analysis you've come to expect.
You know, if you find value in what we do, if you appreciate the effort we put into bringing you these diverse perspectives and actionable information, we encourage you to support us by making a donation.
You can find all the information you need at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. That link is also in the show notes. Every contribution, no matter how big or small, helps us to continue our mission of empowering residents like you to make a difference.
And we truly appreciate your support, and we believe that. Together, we can create a brighter future for Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Now, as we wrap up this deep dive into the Libertarian Institute, we want to leave you with one final thought-provoking question to ponder.
How can understanding libertarian perspectives, even if you don't agree with them, help you become a more engaged and informed citizen in your local community?
We encourage you to really wrestle with that question, to discuss it with your friends and family, and to let us know what you come up with. Because ultimately, the more we understand different viewpoints, the better equipped we are to have those productive conversations that lead to positive change. You know, it's about moving beyond those echo chambers and engaging with ideas that might challenge our preconceived notions.
Yeah, and who knows, you might even find some common ground in unexpected places. I think that's the beauty of exploring these diverse perspectives, right? It opens up new possibilities, and it helps us see our community in a whole new light.
Yeah, we often get caught up in our daily routines, you know, focusing on what's right in front of us. But taking the time to really explore these broader concepts, to think about how they connect to our local realities, that's what empowers us to be active and engaged citizens. That's what allows us to move beyond, you know, simply complaining about problems and towards creating solutions.
You got it. Remember, change starts at the local level. It starts with each and every one of us. And by, you know, engaging with new ideas, asking those tough questions, and being willing to step outside of our comfort zones, that's how we can truly make a difference right here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
So keep thinking, keep acting, and keep it local.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Libertarian Institute. We hope you found it insightful and thought-provoking.
And until next time, remember, your voice matters. Use it to make our community the best it can be.